Everybody say good morning to Tommy, who said he's going to be here this morning. Good to see Brother Tommy. Give him a hand. You're kidding. Oh, okay. Why don't we stand up?
Every time.
How many real Texans do we have in here? And you can sing any song, but you do something that they like, boy, they usually have a good time with. Everybody say, yee-haw! Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, say, yeah! How many believe God's looking for a way to be good to you? Somebody say, I serve a good God. Say, you serve a good God. God's looking for a way to bless you. Ready?
The Lord's love kindness,
290,
indeed will never cease, and His compassion
they
will never fade away.
They are new. don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Sisters, come on up here. Wonderful. Let's sing.
I will run after you, seek to be made true. I need so much of you.
on running. It's gonna be alright. Keep on running. Tell him, say, don't you give up. Don't you give up, tell him. Don't you give up, no. Don't you give up, tell somebody. Fall sometime, you know, but you just get back up and keep going. Amen. Somebody say, keep going. Look at somebody, say, I don't care, you're gonna make it. Tell him, say, hey, the righteous man is gonna make it. Yes, he is. Didn't say you wouldn't have trouble. No, it said you'd overcome. Yeah, yeah, you're gonna make it. Tell somebody. Those things you believe in God to do. Jesus makes it happen. You have his name. Jesus makes it happen. You know, he gives us authority. Somebody say authority. Authority. And when I say Jesus makes it happen, what do I mean by that? I'm talking about somebody stepping out there in Jesus' name. Stepping out there in faith and boldness. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, my faith will overcome. Say,
Jesus, make it happen.
Say, my faith
in my name. Jesus makes it happen.
How many of you want to practice that? Come on, come on, say,
Jesus, make it happen.
He went about everywhere doing good.
Jesus makes it happen.
Now put your hand on your spirit, down on the inside of you. Just put your hand there real quick. Put your hand right. speak to your spirit. Say, stir up the gift that's within you. Say, I unleash the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Say, whatever I'm struggling with, whatever I'm battling on, amen. Hallelujah. I unleash the Holy Ghost right now in that situation. Say, hallelujah. Say, I don't have to do it on my own. Hallelujah. He's already done it. He's already won it. I'm going to make it happen. Say, I'm going to take care of it right now in the name of Jesus. Say, by faith. Say, God can do anything as long as you put your faith in Him. Yes. I'm believing God for you to come out of that thing right now. I perceive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The captives to be set free this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody going to get a deliverance in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just say it one time in faith. Somebody say, Jesus, make it happen. Yes. Isn't there a sweet spirit in here? Isn't it a wonderful, sweet spirit in this place? Just give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
How many of you believe in miracles?
How many of you believe in miracles? Get us some light on in this place, Milo. We only get you for a short time. Hallelujah. Say, I believe in miracles. Say it one more time. I believe in miracles. I'm hearing a word miracle. I'm hearing a word miracle. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm hearing a word miracle, deliverance, and breakthrough. We had breakthrough on Friday night. Y'all can sit down if you want to. Amen. Glory to God. My, 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 my. We just have to rest there. If the Holy Ghost is moving on it, you just got to go with what He wants to get done. You know, Jesus comes there, and He comes into a room that He might be able to meet needs. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you'll never be the same again. He can make it happen, even when it's not supposed to. Amen. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can do all things through Christ. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That abides on the inside of you. Look at somebody and say, I can do it. Say it one more time. I can do it. Then look at somebody else that's got greater faith. And say, it's already done. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, there are several things about faith that are just fantastic. And a lot of people really don't understand it. They think they get a grip of it, but they don't have the foggiest idea for it. Amen. Some say the process of faith. Amen. Manifestation time. It's not time to draw back. It's not time to be drawn back, people. If you heard a word to draw back, you miss God. Do you hear me? If you think you've heard God and God told you, oh, just sit back a little bit, you've missed it. Glory to God. It's time to get out there in faith. Amen. And receive. And have something happen for you. Let me say, wow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I heard the Holy Spirit again this morning. As I was getting ready, we just throwing out little tidbits, amen.
you have to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say, thank God for that. And he gave me a little offering teaching this morning. Amen. You remember that word that we got? Somebody said, this is the time of the switch. We have a thesis around here where we call it the switch. That's one of a dominant theme in my heart, the switch. When the wealth of the wicked is turned over to the righteous. Amen. Somebody say, thank God for that. And then we had a prophetic word on September the 9th, right before September 11th, that took us into prayer that week, remember? And we were into prayer before the thing happened, amen? Because God said, listen, something's about to happen, amen, get ready. And he said, look, be like a tree. Somebody say, be just like a tree. Planted. And he also said, in that season, whatsoever thing they do, they're going to prosper in it. Some say, when you're planted. Some say, rooted things bring forth fruit. Say it again. Rooted things bring forth great fruit. How many of you think you're rooted? You know what it takes to get a root? Before you can get a root, you got to have a seed. There are so many thinking that, you know, I got all these roots everywhere. You haven't even got the seed. How many of you want to be rooted? You can seed yourself into a foundation. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you want to have great roots? Get seed out there. Say, as long as I got a seed, I'll have a tree. And God promised, you know what? Seed is not your responsibility. Seed is never your responsibility. Seed is the responsibility of God, and God will get it to you. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
For seeds. Somebody say, so. And watch what happens. And I wish I could say anybody that gives in this offering will be blessed. I wish I could say that. But I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be blessed if you give in the offering. But you just came in the door. You already got blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say praise God for that. Why am I saying it? Just figure something nice out to say. No, the Holy Ghost told us. Amen. You're already blessed. Walk in it. Rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Manifest it. Manifest it. Everybody say the word manifestation.
Manifestation.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we got to get on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you need a blessing? That people are talking about it. People are talking. See, we can get so religious and miss things and just blow the anointing right out the window. Amen. You know the word charis is just grace. The root word to charis is just grace. Somebody say grace.
Grace.
When we talk about the grace of the Spirit, or there are different graces of God, different anointings. And that's where we got this word, the charismatic movement. Basically means grace. Everybody say grace. There are waves to the Spirit of God. Now, everybody will tell you there are different things that God wants to do at different times. Now, faith will always get there. You plant a seed by faith, it'll always get there. Amen? You can get healed by faith. Now, getting healed by faith doesn't mean you get up here and instantaneously there's a manifestation right away. That's not how it works with faith. Faith is the word will always work in the process of time. Amen? But you better learn about graces. Somebody say graces.
Grace.
Hallelujah. Amen? There are supernatural anointings and supernatural graces where God can get things done right away just because he feels like it. What? Yeah. Yeah. Notice, Jesus came and did great and mighty works, and he did many things even when we didn't deserve it. Why? God was just willing. God wants to set people free. The Bible says the kindness and mercy, goodness of God leads men to repentance. And I'm solely, you know, people think if people are in trouble, they're out there messing up, we just got to get out there and beat the mess out of them. Yell at them and tell them how worthless they are. No, God will get here and he'll bless you out of that mess. He'll bless you out of that mess. He'll bless you right out of where you are. He'll bless you out of all that stuff. Grace. I discern a grace of God. And that word grace is charis, which means thankful. And what's thankful? What does that mean, that we should be thankful? Yeah, we should be thankful. But you know what it really means? When we get a grace of God, God is literally thankful for you. And that's why he's blessing you. That is the roots of the grace and the anointing of God. He's just so glad you're here, he just decided to bless you. I'm going to tell you what, God is happier that you're here, amen, than you're glad to be here. God is more excited about you being saved than you are. Hallelujah. God is thankful for you. That's why he told us, show our love and appreciation to people. You know why? Because he wants us to be like him. He's so glad to have you here this morning. Boy, he just can't wait to bless you. He don't have to wait for you to jump through a hoop. Amen. Glory to God. Let's take, sow a seed this morning. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. How many of you are glad to sow seeds? I guarantee you it'll come back. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Morning, G. Everybody say good morning, G. How do we say that in Korean? How do we say good morning in Korean? You know how to say it? Good morning in Greek. How do you say good morning in Greek? Jonachim. Jonachim. Everybody say Jonachim. It's kind of like Jonah's a chin. Amen. Did we say it right? Jonachim? Okay, he said, yeah, right. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got that seed in your hand, hold it up real high. Brother Osteen used to say, make the devil mad. Hallelujah. You can talk to your seed, you know that? Say, see you later. It'll come back. Hallelujah. And I pray for a fast return. Amen. I'm waiting for the day where your seed comes back that week. Amen. Not in the life just to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. What's the basket? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody just pray in the Holy Ghost. And this time you need supernatural finance. Now, I've seen it happen before and I'll see it happen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. And I just don't want you to be praying over your own seed, but praying over other people's seed. People need a breakthrough right now. People need a breakthrough right now. People need deliverance right now. Father, send increase in the name of Jesus. Lord, the devil's always moving in different one ways or the other, but I rebuke him right now for moving on their finances in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take your hands off of God's property. Set your people free. Love your people this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Come on up. And so really quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. 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 Hey, Sister Lynette, how you doing? Praise God. Look like a preacher this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Y'all can smile just a little bit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My, 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 my. What time is it? What time do you got? Can you help me? Hallelujah. Everybody turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And as you turn, shout out, I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Shout it out real loud.
I'm a winner.
Now, you know what? We can get something accomplished if I just had you say that all through the whole hour. You get more than me sitting up here tap dancing, clapping, trying to make you cry. But if you just said it, amen, it'll start to manifest, won't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at this weird place and belongeth to Judah and pitched between Shechem and Azekiah and Ephesdammim, sorry about that. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went up out a champion out of the camp. Some say two mountains. In between the mountains, there needs to be a champion. That's what makes a champion. A champion is one that comes out, amen. He steps out and gets in the middle. We could always stick on our one side, just stay in one realm, stay in our own camp. But a champion separates himself and comes out, and he's going to make a difference for everybody else. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and span. This is a big man. Y'all, we went to the Rockets game last night. Y'all know they had there's a big Chinese guy there now. This boy is big. Y'all should see, 7'6" tall. That's like a giant, isn't it? You know, Goliath was a big man and he was a champion. How many of you got some champions in front of you? You know what? You can tell what you're made of by what's in front of you. Amen. You can tell who you are by what you got in front of you. How many got some obstacles in front of you? Can you get under it? No, you have to go over. Amen? Raise your hand if you got some obstacles, so I know how long I have to preach this morning. Amen? And you know exactly what your giant is. And your giant may appear to be a little bit bigger than you in the natural. So say in the natural. What you can see. David was a little bit bigger on the inside. Hallelujah. And it goes on and on and talk about all this stuff this giant had. Who cares? Amen. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and are ye not the servants of Saul? It lets them know what you think of Saul and those people. Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servants and serve us. So as long, I'm reading in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 9. As long as your giant is up, you're going to serve it. Amen. As long as your giant is in front of your face, whether you're battling or not, you're going to serve it. How many of you are sick of serving the devil? How many of you are sick of serving habits? How many of you are sick of serving, you know, negative lifestyles and dysfunction and all this mess? Somebody say, this big giant, I just can't take down. Go after the giant. Even though in the natural it might appear to be bigger than you are, amen? You won't serve that thing anymore. Whatever is bigger than you, or whatever appears to be bigger than you, will become your God. You only serve your God. Amen. Whatever you're intimidated by is what you're going to serve. It's going to dictate. You know what? Many times people, financial situations are bigger than them. And they're always worried about money. God tells them to do this. God tells them to do that. You know, people think, well, don't let money become your God. If man becomes your God, notice that they think, too much money will make money your God. Well, you know what? The lack of money will become a God to you as well. How can you tell whether something's your God or not? If it dictates how you feel, what you do. Amen. God should give you joy. God should give you peace. Amen. God should make you say, hey, I'll go over here because the word of God says it. Well, there are a lot of people who say, well, listen, I'm going to do that as soon as the money shows up. Amen. I can't play with the kids right now. I've got a headache in the back of my head. Don't you know what I'm dealing with financially? If it controls the way you think, how you feel, and what you do, it's your God, whether it's the abundance of it or the lack of it. Giants seek to control you. That's why I don't like tall people. No, I'm joking. Y'all know I just got a thing. I always wanted to be tall, amen? Yeah, I always did, amen? I'm going to believe by faith to get taller. Then y'all going to see me come here with some platform shoes on. And the Philistines said, I defy the enemies, the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. It takes a man to fight a giant. Amen. How many of you are sick of seeing people always beat up by their giants? Amen. It could be a small little thing, a little habit, maybe an attitude, maybe rage, maybe anger. See, giants don't have to be people. Giants can be anything that holds you back. Every once in a while it pops up. You know, life can be going real good, then all of a sudden your giant pops up. Look at somebody say,
it takes
a man
to fight
or even attempt to fight a giant. When Saul and Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. You're never going to take down your giants as long as you're afraid of them. How many of you hear the devil's report? I mean, you got stuff coming. People get all whacked out of shape. You know, they get a phone call. They get a negative report. Amen. All of a sudden, they get paralyzed by fear. When you're stuck in fear, you'll never fight. Who say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You got to lose the fear and learn to fight. Amen. I mean, anybody ever fought a bully? I got some bully stories, amen. Anybody ever fought a bully and just got to the point and said, look, if he's going to whip me, he's going to whip me, but we're going to go down battling, amen? But he's not going to whip me. And you get to the attitude that we're going to fight. I'm not afraid of this guy anymore, amen. He ain't taking my peanut butter and jelly sandwich anymore. And you make up your mind, hey, it's on. You lose that fear, you're going to win. Jesse said this bully hit him. Krista was working in the office one morning in a bad mood. You know, no, I'm joking. Jesse said he had this bully around school that would all, he was a little guy when he was in school. He didn't get real tall until he got here, you know. And he was a little guy when he was in school up there in Brenham. And all of a sudden he said there was a big bully there, and that bully would just love to find Brother Jesse and love to push on Brother Jesse and pick on Brother Jesse. And Jesse said it was his birthday. Henry had a good occasion when you got to look good and all of a sudden your stuff shows up. I mean, on the special days, you know, your giants show up on the special days. It's like dysfunction, isn't it? You know, a wedding or something like that when everybody has to look good, you know, the giants show up. We got to have a good service and our giants show up. Oh, look who came with an attitude this morning. They even put the giant in the closet. Come on. What was Jesse's birthday this day? And he was feeling real good about his birthday. I think he was going to have some friends over, you know, that night. And all of a sudden, it was the last day of school, and it was also his birthday. Boy, what a blessing. And all of a sudden, he went into the restroom. And I guess he was just going to the restroom. I don't know whether you were talking in the restroom. I don't know what you... But he was going to the restroom. And all of a sudden, the door opens, and who walks in but his giant? The bully walks in, that bully was going to take it to the next level. I mean, you know what, giants will always want to take it to the next level, amen? That giant told Jesse he had a birthday present for him, amen? He was going to flush Jesse's head down the toilet for his birthday. Amen? Jesse realized, look, he ain't flushing my head down no toilet on my birthday, amen? I don't care how big he is, I'm going to swim. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Don't be talking about Brother Jesse. You know, he got it from somewhere. I don't know where he got it, but
Brother Jesse swung at this giant and took the breath right out of him. You know, he also hit his sister like that one time, amen? No. But he hit that giant right in the gut. And the giant just lost all his wind and couldn't do nothing and never mess with him again. Stop running and start swinging. Amen. Say it again. Stop running. And start swinging. You need to be running from Jesus. You need to be running for Jesus, not from the devil. You ever seen people live their Christian life like that? Instead of them running to the blessings of God, they're running to get away from the devil. We need to learn to put the devil on the run. Amen? He said, for we are dismayed and greatly afraid. And David was the son of this guy, and he went on there, and he was out there working. Some say David was the youngest son. From verse 11 all the way down to 15, it talked about David. All the big boys went out there. All the qualified boys were already out there in this big army. Anybody seen big army supposed to do something but ain't worth nothing? So this great, you know, everybody else is afraid, and this other boy is out there in the field someplace. Amen. Now, verse 16 says, and the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Y'all know what 40 represents, don't you? Trials. Testing. Some say a test. He liked to work them over for 40 days. Just signifying test. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 represents trial, tribulation, and testing. So they was testing them to find out what they had in them. So morning and night, this man would get up and just wear them out. And David heard this. And notice in verse 20, he did this. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went. And Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench. Somebody say, came to the trench. Here they stuck in the ground someplace. This giant's out in the open, tearing up all the people, speaking, you know, just speaking, defying the whole nation of Israel. Amen. Defying God and everything. And everybody else stuck in a hole afraid with the king. Here comes a little shepherd boy. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are a bunch of people in the hole. We can all be in the hole together. Afraid to attack your enemies. You can hear them, but you try to ignore them. Just stuck in a trench someplace. Ever met people stuck in trenches, trying to hide? I went to one church. They were claiming revival. Had a dream. You know, they're talking about, oh, come, you know, revival represents the death of flesh and life living. And they wanted everybody to get a piece of this action. Had a dream one night that I went to a funeral. Amen. I went to this funeral, and they were all at this funeral singing songs and everything, and there was a man laying in the casket, but the man wasn't dead. And they were going through all the motions, everything like that. And, you know, the guy was just sitting up there in the casket just laughing. They knew he wasn't dead, but they wanted me to fake like this thing was dead, you know? There are a lot of people that would have you think there's something that they're really not. They want you to be stuck in a trench someplace too. They never attack their giants, and they don't, you know, they never deal with their stuff. They want you to get in the same trench that they are, you know? Real men get in between. They get out of the trench, and they deal with their stuff. Somebody say, hallelujah. And David left his chariot and ran to the keeper of the chariot and ran into the army. Somebody say, run. And he ran to the army. You got to run. Somebody say, run. Don't be slow about it. Face it head on. Run to it. Aggressively run to the thing that holds you back. And we talked several weeks about go back to the place where you've laid that vision, where you've laid that dream. Turn around and run back to that giant. And he saw the man. And when the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. Verse 25. Then David went up to the king and he said, listen, what am I? He heard the report. He said, listen, anybody can take this giant down, he's going to have it made. People that are able to take down champions or giants in their life, amen, they always get blessed. They are always rewarded. If you take down the giant in your life, there's a reward for you. Hallelujah. And you can tell what you are by what giant that's in opposition to you. But you can take him down in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in than that giant that's in the world for you. And the king said, listen, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. Just take the man down. So David took the job. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm trying to make this real fast. Hallelujah. David took the job. In verse 32 it says, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. You need courage. You need courage. Somebody say courage. Be encouraged. That giant just kept running his mouth, kept talking to him. Till he had those people just so afraid they would not step out, they would not do anything. And David saw with this real champion. Champion wasn't fighting nobody. He was just running his mouth, messing with their mind, had them stuck in a trench. Some of you hadn't really battled your giant, amen. You just let it talk to the back of your mind. That situation, you know, ain't nobody come to your door, nothing like it. Oh, this is going to go down. It's all over. Forget it. My giant's right there. And they just, and you're afraid to step out. Then David said, listen, don't you let one man's heart fail because of that giant. I don't care if you came here and you rode beside your giant in the car with you, amen. Your heart should not fail because of that giant. I don't care what you're dealing with, what you're facing, what you've been through, how big the mountain is, how great the I don't care how many other people he's killed along the way. Your heart should not fail because of your giant. Say, I can make it. See, there are a lot of people thinking, I can't make it with this. Oh, yes, you can. You're going to take that giant down, but you're going to make it anyhow. You better start to run. You better start to walk. Stop letting things hold you down and hold you back. Some of us have got things that God's going to have to work in us and work out of us. But while he's working on us and working through us, let's just walk on a bit. Well, they seem to be, they're stuck in a trench someplace. Amen. You're going to make it. You stop allowing your heart to fail you because of the giants you got in your life. You get some courage. People used to talk about me all the time. Boy, you say all kind of crazy stuff. And I, you know, everyone, you hear it long enough, you might start to believe it, and you start believing, you start to manifest that stuff. He don't care about nobody. He ain't thinking about this. He's just this, he just did that. Then I just got to my point and said, well, I'm just going to be after no caring about it, Pastor. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on. Amen. He don't love nobody, but I'm going to be a no love nobody but myself. Amen. But I'm going to go on with it. Amen. I just know I'm not going back, that I'm going to have to be what I am, amen, and go to Jesus. And whatever he wants me to be, he's just going to make me happy. He's going to make it happen. Amen. You've got a relationship with God. Don't you let anybody take it from you. Amen. From the day you were born, God was there. He knew what you were. He knew what you would be about. He's going to make you what he wants you to be. You just go from where you are, and you'll get to where you need to go. Don't you let your heart fail you because of the giants that are in your life. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. I've been with the best, and I've been with some of the worst. And the worst of the worst of those don't know how bad they really are. Somebody say hallelujah. And what I've found out is there are people that just made up their mind that God, you know, they're going to go with God with no matter what. They're not going to turn around. They're going to make it. They're not going to listen to what people say. They're going to listen to the word of God. They're going to be all right in the long run. Let no man's heart fail him because of this champion. Well, that's what this one went through. Hallelujah. You be encouraged in God. You get excited. I don't care if, you know, I hate Mondays. Boy, I got all these things to face. Monday might be your giant. You need to get excited about Monday. You'll never take down those giants in your life afraid and scared. Sometimes you just got to lose your... You ever seen people fight crazy? Oh, yes. You just know it's going to be on. Amen? They won't mess with you no more. He's crazy. They used to tell us sometimes. My grandmother was crazy. She was half black, German, everything was in there, amen? And I don't know what was wrong with that woman. Maybe her husband died too soon or something, you know? Because she'd tell her, see, my mom worked, and she'd tell us all kind of crazy stuff. Had us messed up for years. You know, she'd say, bite them if you can, you know, said, go back and bite them then, you know? Don't you let nobody whoop you. And I had one I just couldn't whoop. She said, I tell you what, you're going to have to work another strategy. Get out there and act like you're crazy. Never had a problem again. Amen. You just get out there. Somebody say, lose fear. Gain faith. You'll take down a giant. Amen. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf. Amen. Big bad wolf. Hallelujah. Isn't this good this morning? I'm trying to get there. Let no man's heart fail him, fail because of him. Thy servant will go out and fight with this Philistine. And you know what? The one that was, all those that were stuck in a trench, that even Saul said unto David, you are not able. First thing you need to get out of your life is anybody that says that to you. You can't do it. Look at somebody and tell them, you are able. You can do all things. I don't care how difficult it is. I don't care if nobody's ever done it before. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. This person that was over him for that little short span of time because he had that mentality that you can't do this. You couldn't tell David that. David was a trip. David could do anything he wanted to do. Amen? You can do it, people. I like getting people that you know, with circumstances in the world system, tell them, you can't, this is it, this is as far as you go, this is what statistics say, you can't do this. You get around here, you hear somebody say, yes, you can, watch it happen. Don't you sit up under any king. Don't get around any king, any pastor, anybody. The minute I start telling you can't do something except sin, amen. You can't sin and win. You can, but you won't win. Amen? But you need to be around people that are always saying, you can do it. Amen? That's how you can tell if they're for you or not. That's how you can tell if God's in them or not. I got this idea. I got this thing. Well, you can do it. You can make it happen. I had to do that with my life, brother. We went through all these other things with this ministry, and we went through the time tenors got so low, and we didn't understand why tenors get so low. We'd preach hard. I mean, preach up a storm. Pray up a storm, Holy Ghost would move through the place, and people wasn't there. And all of a sudden, what is the deal here? And we started to check our line. Must be something. There must be a Saul or something around here saying you can't do it. We went through the thing, and I started talking to people. Said, well, you know, I brought one brother in, started talking to him, and heard his heart. The person didn't have any faith or any confidence in this ministry. I said, I tell you what, you can roll. You know, what do I want you for? You're just dumb as us trying to do something. You know, you sitting up here trying, you know, you don't believe we can do anything? Somebody say hallelujah. I'm teaching you people, if you let me a little bit. Because you're going to have people around you, friends, amen, relatives, co-workers, whatever else it is. And if anybody's around you saying you can't do it, cut them loose. Because you can. Say, watch me. Then it reminds you of somebody, Bell. Amen. You can't do that. Everybody say, watch me.
Watch me.
And turn around and say, no, you can't do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Just be free. Now, Saul, he had to preach himself because he had had a time with Saul. Isn't it sad? You ever gone someplace and had to preach yourself out of a message? Anybody been around places you have to go there and you heard something and then all of a sudden you had to go preach to yourself after the message? You went to go get some advice or some counsel and all of a sudden then you had to go back to the word to get some real stuff. Saul said, you're not able to do this. So David had to go back in verse 37 and say, wait a minute, the Lord had delivered me out of the paw of the lion. So he was preaching to himself. He was trying to rebuild himself back after Saul. Amen. Look at somebody and say, cream will always rise to the top. Notice where David ended up. Amen. So Saul went through all this other stuff. He said, thou art not able to go up against him. And then in verse 37, David said, listen, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He delivered me out of the hand of the Philistines. How do you know whether he's a deliverer unless you've been delivered? You know, it's one thing to read it in the Word, but you can just know. See, there are a lot of things. Someone said, do you believe this? No, I don't believe it. I know it. Amen. You get to a point where you just know stuff. You know, thank God. See, faith is believing what you haven't seen. Amen. I've seen him come through, so I know he comes through. Amen. There are a lot of things. So you walking in faith? Absolutely not. Amen. This is proven ground. Amen. I know it. That's legitimate, people. You just know. Someone you might call it. Amen. You just know because of what you've seen him do before. Say, I've been through it before. I'll get through it again. He said, out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear. See, I've dealt with bears. I've dealt with lions. Who's this? This the best you got? I want you to do something. Think about your last battle. Think about your last big battle that told you you weren't going to make it out of it. You still here, aren't you? Amen. Think about the last time sickness got on you. Anybody had sickness come on and say, this is going to close out time. It's all over. You're still here. The only thing the devil proves is that he's a liar. Amen. You're going to make it out of that. You made it, didn't you? Did you make it? Did you make it? Think about it. Where were you? I mean, think about that pit you were in. Amen. You've been in a hole before. You got out of that, didn't you? That's there to show you, hey, you can get out of it. I like that pastor teaching. They said one of the things about a pastor, they teach you how to, they come in, they go out, so they might be able to teach others how to come in and get out. Teach you how to get out of stuff. Amen? Hallelujah. So David had that been there mentality. Amen? David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And Saul tried to give him all his stuff. You can use my stuff. Well, he said, if you believed in your stuff, you would have been out there fighting with it already. Everybody's always trying to give you a program when they're out there using it themselves. Somebody say, amen. Fight with what you know. I like what Brother Steve said. He was watching Brother Jesse Duplantis on TV, and Jesse said, if the suit don't fit, it's not yours. You got to know what works for you. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Figure out how you win. Figure out how you accomplish things. Be content with that. Be settled with that. Put the Holy Ghost anointing on it and watch it work for you. Don't take nobody's armor if they're not willing to wear themselves. Amen? Get on in. Here you go. That's all right. Anybody try to give them their armor? The armor that Jesus gave us, he proved it. He wore it himself. Amen? He just make it up, have us go test drive. We're not test driving anything. He's already been tested. We don't try out anything. It's already proven. I'm trying to get through this thing real quick. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Go. Now David gets out there with his stuff. His giant told him all kind of stuff, didn't he? He got out there, and the giant saw him come out there. In verse 39, let's go there. David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. And he took his staff in his hand. Somebody say his staff in his hand. And chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag. And he picked up a sling. Let me tell you what, the things that you've been through, the things that you've had to deal with, are the things that will help you take your giant down. Amen? The lessons that you've learned. All the stuff you've been through has equipped you to take down your biggest giant. Use it. Somebody's kids been acting up, and Kathy's and Kathy's back there shooting your kids. Amen. Did you hear the one little scream? Ah! She's back there shooting the kids. Hallelujah for children. She's taking down her giants. Amen. She heard that. She's heard that message. She finally stood up to that big mouth. You know, that did it, Shaquille. Amen. Shaquille just said one last sentence. Amen. Hallelujah. Memorial service be today at 5. Amen. So he tried these stones. I'm trying to rush me. He tried these stones. He got them stones out there. Saul went out there. He got in front of Saul. He swung those three stones in that sling. Hallelujah. And threw it. I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff you can preach on that, but I'm not reading my notes. Amen. Hit that sucker square between the eyes. Amen. You ain't going to hit nothing in the eyes unless you're looking right. Amen? What you look at is what you're going to aim for. Those other boys were stuck in a trench. They couldn't see nothing. Amen? You ain't going to be able to take that giant down throwing rocks at his chest. Amen? I'll tell you where the battle was won. It's when he started to focus. He made eye contact. Amen? He looked that thing right in the face. And if he wasn't looking it and dealing with it, say, I ain't afraid. It takes somebody that's not afraid to get up there and say, Amen? I'm going to say, look at it in the face. Make some contact. Amen. And you just start swinging. Amen. Then you just let it go. Amen. And it'll land where it needs to land. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know how you're going to take down your giant. Just look at it for now. Amen. Now, I'm not telling you to look at your problem or just go through all that other stuff. I'm just saying you need to just look at it with faith. You know, stop running from it. And say, I'm focusing on this because that thing is no longer my problem. That's my victory. See, Saul was no longer, see, that Goliath was not his problem after a certain point. You know that? That was his blessing. Because we're not supposed to look at the negative, amen? He was looking at the positive. He said, what do I get if I take him down? So he made eye contact and said, as soon as this boy's down, I got a blessing. Say, what am I going to get after this giant's down? Focus. Swing and let go. Amen. Whoop, there it is. Well, praise the Lord. Verse 50 said, David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. He released it, didn't he? He focused and released. With his testimony, was wrapped up in that sling. Amen. Focused and released it, people. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, think about this, Bible school students, they fled. Thank God the devil's on the run. Stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. When the Philistines saw their champion, that's the thing that holds you back. Amen. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Hallelujah. Shake somebody's hand and tell them, get the devil on the run. Deal with that giant in your life. And all those little things will just go from running right away. People are afraid to mess with people who deal with themselves. They know you're playing some hardball. When you start changing, you start being what God wants you to be, they get on the run. Did y'all get anything out of that this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank the Lord for the champion within you. Thank God that other people are coming out from their corners and getting in the middle of it. Get up in the middle of the people's stuff. Thank you, Jesus. To take down champions. Amen.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every soul in this place today. Father God, we pray that supernaturally their hearts would be encouraged, Father God, that they would get excited about tomorrow, Father God. Father God, build them up in their most holy faith by giving them opportunities that they might just fall into the Spirit and start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, we claim all week long their adversaries, the giants of their life, come down one by one by one by one in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these wonderful people here, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, when they get the rewards of it, let them take me out to lunch or something in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, well, praise God. Y'all get some coffee. Hallelujah. Love you too, Binky. Somebody say, Binky said, I love you too. Hallelujah. Getting good. All of a sudden, isn't it? Hi, baby.